ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس مبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with innumerable favors. From amongst these favors, one great favor is the glorious Quran, and the other great favor is the month of Ramadan. Quran is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the month of Ramadan is also a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are both connected to each other. Ramadan is connected to the Quran, and the Quran is connected to Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the month of Ramadan for the revelation of His glorious book, the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. The very first verses of the glorious Quran that were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the cave of Hira were the verses of Suratul Alaq. Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbukal akram. الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. These verses were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. So So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the initial 5 verses of the Qur'an were revealed. And according to another interpretation, the Qur'an was transferred from Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz is in the 7th heaven. And Baytul Izzah is in the 1st heaven. And before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala copied the Qur'an from Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz into Baytul Izzah. So a copy remained in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz and another copy was made in Baytul Izzah. And from the 1st heaven, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam gradually brought revelation to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in bits and pieces, sometimes a word or a few words, sometimes a whole sentence, sometimes a few sentences, sometimes a ruku, sometimes a few ruku, sometimes a part of the surah, sometimes a whole surah, sometimes more than one surah. And it was completed in 23 years. The first verses being the verses of Suratul Alaq and the last verse being وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. So شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the initial verses of the Qur'an were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave of Hira. Or, the month of Ramadan is that month in which the Qur'an was transferred from Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah, the whole Qur'an. So the Qur'an was transferred from the 7th heaven to the 1st heaven before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that took place in the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan al-Mubarak is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan, very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا جَاءَ Ramadan, when Ramadan comes, فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, the doors of Jannah are opened. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. So those things that lead a person towards Jannah are made easy in the month of Ramadan. And those things that lead a person towards the fire of Jahannam are made difficult in the month of Ramadan. It is for this reason you will find thousands of people who have the habit of committing a particular sin. And it is very, very difficult for them to leave that sin, even for one day. If it's on a weekly basis, even for one week, they cannot leave that sin. If it's on a daily basis, they will not be able to leave that sin even for one day. But for the whole duration of 30 days, they can leave that sin. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for a person to stay away from those things that lead towards Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very easy to carry out those amal, those deeds that lead to Jannah. For example, outside Ramadan, the 17 rak'ah of Isha, very difficult with Nawafil, 17 rak'ah, very difficult. So we try to find a shortcut. 4 rak'ah sunnah before Isha is only sunnah ghair muakkada. Sunnah ghair muakkada. So there is relief in the four rakats. Four rakat farz, it's necessary. So we perform four rakat farz. Two rakat sunnah, it is necessary. So we perform two rakat sunnah muakkada. Two rakat nafl, not necessary. It's only nafl optional. Relief. Three rakat witr, it is compulsory. So we perform. It is wajib, incumbent. Two rakat nafl, it's not necessary. So majority of us perform only 9 rakats. And those 9 rakats are very burdensome as well. But these very people who perform 9 rakats with burden outside the month of Ramadan, they will perform 4 rakats on the ghair muakkada as well. And if there is time, they will try to make up for the missed salah in the past as well. They will pick up the Quran and read the Quran whilst waiting for the imam. After the farz, they will perform 2 rakat sunnah and they will try their utmost to perform 2 rakat nafl as well. And thereafter, they will perform 20 rakat taraweeh. And after taraweeh, they will perform 3 rakat witr, and after 3 witr, so many people will perform 2 rakat nafl as well. And after the 2 rakat nafl, many people will want to stay behind for a while as well. Why? Why does all this become very easy? Why does all this become very easy? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah in the month of Ramadan. That means those a'mal that lead a person towards Jannah become easy. And you will see a stark difference between the 29th or the 30th in performing Isha. And once Ramadan is out of the way and the moon is sighted, the Isha of that day, Isha of the first of Shawwal, Isha of the night of Eid, the number of people will decrease. And those who will come will not find the same enthusiasm that they found in the month of Ramadan. They will start thinking about the shortcuts again. So the month of Ramadan is a great, great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ. The first 10 days of Ramadan is full of mercy. Rahmah, rahmah, rahmah. وَأَوْسَتُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ. The second part of Ramadan is full of maghfirah. وَآخِرُهُ إِتْكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. And the last 10 days of Ramadan is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Ramadan is divided into 3 parts by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First part is rahmah, second part is maghfirah, and the third part is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. There are 3 types of people. There are 3 types of people. In this area, Quwwatul Islam area, Upton Lane, we will find 3 types of believers. In Leicester, around the Islamic Dawah Academy area, we will find 3 types of people. In Makkah Mukarrama, in Medina Munawwara, in India, in Pakistan, in Africa, everywhere we will find 3 types of Muslims. One, the muttaqeen, the God-fearing ones. Those who have created a barrier between themselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have taqwa. Taqwa is a barrier. Taqwa. So there is a barrier, there is a wall, there is a curtain that does not let them go as far as committing disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find many people in this masjid also, in this vicinity also, in Leicester, in Dewsbury, in Batley, in Bolton, in Delhi, in Bombay, in Dhaka, in Karachi. Everywhere you will find these 3 categories. Some places, the first category is in majority and the second 2 are in minority. In some places, the second category is in majority. In some eras, some times, but you will always find these 3 categories. During the era of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmain, there was only 1 category, this first category. During the during the era of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had only Sahaba around him. The people had only one category, the Muttaqoon. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. They remained aloof from sinful activities to this extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His knowledge knew that even after the demise of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people have created such a strong barrier between themselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will not go near disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knew this. And because Allah is Allamul Ghuyub, He has the knowledge of the unseen, He has the knowledge of the future, He knew that no Sahabi will disobey me, therefore He said, Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. I am happy with them and they are happy with me. But after the era of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, there have always been three categories of people. Category number one, those who remain aloof from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if a sin was committed by them once in a while, overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, as a result of the circumstances they are in, as a result of wrong company, as a result of wrong environment, then they would immediately repent. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Jannat is prepared for those people who stay away from sins, who stay away from major sins, who stay away from minor sins. And وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. If once in a while, they always remain aloof from sins, but if once in a while any of them committed a sin, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they would immediately remember Allah subhanahu. And the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overwhelm them and it will compel them to repent. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And they will say, oh Allah, I have made a mistake, forgive me. I make a firm resolution, I will not repeat this mistake again. They repent. This is the first category of people, the muttaqoon, the very pious people, the saintly people amongst our community, amongst us in our communities. The saintly people, the pious people. During the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen, all of them belong to this category. And then during the time of Tabi'in, 90-95% of the people belong to this category. And slowly, slowly, slowly in this day and age, 5-10% of us are in this category. Category number one. Category number two, the sinful believers. Sinful believers. Who are not particular in regard to the do's and don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Five times salat, performed, not really bothered. Friday to Friday. No remorse, no regret. And sometimes, only Eid salat, janaza salat. Seldom do they give zakah. They do not fast in the month of Ramadan. Maybe fast a day, leave a day, fast a day, leave 2 days, fast a week, leave a week. Very weak. Despite Hajj becoming farz upon them, they do not perform Hajj. They lie, they cheat, they hurt people, they oppress people. The first category, are the muttaqun, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they were to die in the condition that they are in, they would go straight into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us from among them. And the second category, careless people. They believe, they know that there is another life after death. But despite that, very careless in regard to the do's and don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fara'id, the wajibat, the haram, the makruhat, the tahrimiyah. Very careless in regard to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the creation. Their condition is such that if they were to die in the state they are in, they would go straight into the fire of Jahannam. So the first category are the Jannatis and the second category are the Jahannamis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst the first group. The group who will go straight to Jannah if their soul was to depart. The muttaqin servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And the other category, they believe. But even their iman is in danger because of their sinful life. And Allah is unhappy with them. Allah is unhappy with them because they are not making a U-turn. And then you have the third category, which is in between. Which is in between. خَلَتُ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. Salat is perfect, but zakat is not. Zakat is perfect, but fasting is not. Zakat, fasting, salat is perfect, but hajj is not. The rights of the Creator are being looked after, but the rights of the Creator is being looked after, but the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not. Particular in regard to certain aspects of deen, but not so particular in regard to others. Or very particular for 1 month, and after 1 month, neglectful for another month, and then particular again for 1 week, and neglectful again for 3 weeks. 50-50. Sometimes they become Jannati, sometimes they become Jahannami. This is the third category. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, through this hadith of his, is giving hope in the month of Ramadan to all the three categories. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the first category, the muttaqoon, may Allah include all of us from among this group. We don't deserve to be amongst the muttaqoon, the way we live our lives. We don't deserve to be muttaqoon. We don't deserve to be the people of taqwa, but we are in need. So we ask Allah that, oh Allah, grant us taqwa. Oh Allah, we beseech you, grant us taqwa. Despite our shortcomings, despite our laziness, despite our giving preference to worldly matters, despite our giving preference to the desires of our nafs, oh Allah, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. And include us amongst the people of taqwa. Because without that, my friends, we are doomed. There is nothing but danger, danger, danger. Danger. Suppress your desires, my young friends. Drugs, alcohol, girls, music. Suppress your desires. Allah loves those people who suppress their desires only for His pleasure. Allah loves those people. And it is very, very difficult to suppress one's desires. Suppress one's desires when the person is young. It's easy for an old person or elderly member of the community to suppress his or her desire. So when they suppress their desires, they are also rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are suppressing their desires. But a young man needs more willpower, more courage to suppress his desires. So his sacrifice is much more greater. When a young man suppresses his desires, Allah, Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such young men will be granted shade. Shade, under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah when they are resurrected from their graves. شاب نشأ في عبادة الله عز وجل. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that young man who grew up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who grew up suppressing his desires for the wishes of his creator, to fulfill the commands of his creator, he will be resurrected from the grave and he will be given a VIP treatment. VIP treatment under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people travel in economy class, they just have to queue up everywhere. And those who travel in club class or first class, they are given a special lounge. So this, the shade of the throne will be a lounge for special people before being granted entry into Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. So when these people are resurrected from their graves and granted place under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will immediately know, even before reckoning, that we are the people of Jannah. Even before the reckoning, they will know that we are the people of Jannah, because we have been given this special treatment. We are under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am so happy to see so many young faces, mashallah. So many young faces, so many serious young faces. Allahu Akbar. Serious young faces who are, I believe, listening to connect themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have passed that age. We are in our 50s. Many of us are in our 60s. 90% of the people sitting here, alhamdulillah, are young people. And it's a very large gathering. 90% are young people. If not 90, then at least 80%. I can see young people all around me. And they are here between Asar and Maghrib listening very attentively. Why? Why? Why are you listening to this lecture? Why are you here? Why are you not outside, roaming around in the streets, despite knowing that you will have to sit here till Maghrib and listen to a lecture? You knew what you were expecting here. You are here because you want to listen. And you want to listen so that you can connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, my friends, how much Allah must be happy with you at this point. At this stage, how much Allah must be loving you. And then when you listen attentively and when you make a resolution that enough is enough. Enough is enough. From today I will suppress my desires. I will subjugate my nafs. I will control my nafs. I will not let nafs control me. I will control my nafs. The host does not control the hostman. It is the rider who controls the host. If the host controls the one who rides the host, he will never be able to reach the destination. A person will only be able to reach the destination if he is able to control his host, if he is able to control his vehicle, if he is able to control his means of conveyance. Similarly, my friends, if the nafs will continue to control us, then we will find that our final destination is not Jannah, it is Jahannam. Nafs will take us in the wrong direction. And if we control our nafs, and if we remain in control, then inshallah, Allah will help us and we will find ourselves reaching that destination which is known as Jannatul Firdaus. And we will find ourselves among the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Saliheen. Make a firm resolution, my friend. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am making a resolution. And the resolution I am making is only through your tawfiq. Only through your tawfiq. It is you who brought me here. And it is you who has given the speaker the ability and the tawfiq. It is you who have guided him to say these words. As a result of which I am resolving. Oh Allah, just as you have facilitated this resolve for me, facilitate. The actions and the practice for me also. And Allah will facilitate. So let's make a firm resolution. And with this resolution, continually make dua to Allah. That, oh Allah, include me from amongst the muttaqeen. Oh Allah, make me a muttaqeen servant of yours. Oh Allah, make me a God-fearing servant of yours. Oh Allah, change the state of my heart to the extent that I abhor and I dislike and I hate sinful activities. Just as you have transformed the hearts of so many young people in the past, not during the time of Sahaba only, but after also, there have been so many young people who abhorred sins. Suleiman ibn Yasar, rahimahullah ta'ala, a great tabi, he was from amongst the 7 well-known fuqaha of Madinah Munawwara, and a very handsome person. Suleiman ibn Yasar. And he was, in his young age, With his friend, he is traveling from Madina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama to perform Umrah or Hajj. And there are only two companions, he and his friend. And during the journey, they halted at a place. They halted at a place, and after Mashwara, they decided that Sulaiman ibn Yasar would look after the animals and their belongings, and the friend, his friend, his partner, will go in the town nearby and find food and buy food and bring food for them, their necessities. He left. There was a small mountain or a hill nearby. And on top of the mountain, on top of that hill was a small house. And in that house lived a very pretty girl. Her gaze fell on Sulaiman ibn Yasar. And she was not from amongst the very fortunate ones. So she fell in love with Sulaiman ibn Yasar, rahimahullah ta'ala. Sulaiman ibn Yasar, a very handsome young man, but he was a muttaqi. The young girl, very pretty, very beautiful, but not muttaqi. So she fell in love. And she looked for an opportunity, and when she found the opportunity, she climbed down the mountain and she went into the tent where Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala was on his own. And she went in and she said, as soon as she went in, Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala, he was a muttaqi young man, but he was able to suppress his desire. So he suppressed his desire. Why? Because he abhorred. Allah made his condition in such a way that he abhorred. He disliked, he hated disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he turned his face away and he said, what can I do for you? So she said, fulfill my need. So Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala looked for something that he could give to her, some money, fulfill her need. She may be a poor woman. So she said, no. Do with me what a man does with a woman. So Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala sat down and he started weeping. Think for a moment, my friend, think for a moment. A handsome man, a handsome young man, a pretty young lady, and no one to look at except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the heart is zakir, when the heart is in constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in any situation, the heart cannot forget Allah. If an accident takes place, we will forget Allah for a while. For 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, in a state of shock, we will forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone has a heart attack in the house, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, in a state of a shock, we will forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During fear and during pleasure, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our hearts are not constant in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A heart which is constant in zikr will always remain alert and aware that Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me. Here, Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala's heart was alert, zakir. He was aware that Allah is watching me, so he sat down and he began crying. He began crying, weeping. When the young girl saw that Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala is crying like a baby, she thought it is best for her to leave before someone hears him crying and someone comes, so she left quickly. She left. He cried. Why did he cry? He cried because he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what if I fail this test? What will happen to me if I fail this test? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put me in this situation. So his friend came after a while, 1 hour, 1.5 hour. And when he saw his eyes red, he said, you've been crying. He said, no, I haven't been crying. He was a muttaqi, and muttaqi people always conceal their good deeds. So he said, no, I wasn't crying. So he said, no, you were crying. Look at your eyes. they are red, your face tells me that you are crying. So he said, yes, I was crying a little bit. Why were you crying? He said, I was remembering my family. My wife, my children, I was remembering them. That's why I was crying. He said, No, I've traveled with you before as well. I know you, you are my friend. You wouldn't cry so much for your family. Something has happened. So he narrated the whole incident. When he narrated the whole incident, his friends began crying, weeping like a child. He was also a muttaqi. Look at the fear they have. Why are you crying? He said. Why are you crying? He said, I am crying because if I was in your place, I would not have been able to sacrifice him. Despite being a muttaqi, so I've come crying because of that. The Allah was so kind to me that he sent me away. If Allah had sent you away, and if I was left behind, I would not have been able to save myself. Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala, with his friend, they arrived in Makkah Mukarramah, they performed their tawaf, sa'i, umrah, whatever, and one day he was sitting between Maqam Ibrahim and Hajar Aswad. And sleep overtook him in the sitting position. And in the dream he saw Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Very handsome personality, Yusuf alayhi salam, who experienced a similar thing with Zulaikha. So he said, who are you? Who are you? He said, I am Yusuf. So he said, are you Yusuf the Siddiq? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam as a Siddiq. Yusuf wa ayyuha Siddiq, aftina fi sab'i baqarat. Are you Yusuf the Siddiq? He said, yes, I am Yusuf the Siddiq. So he said, your encounter with Zulaikha is very, very strange. Unbelievable. Your encounter with Zulaikha is very strange and unbelievable. Young man, young lady, handsome, beautiful, and you are able to safeguard yourself. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am a Nabi and Nabi is immune from sins. But your encounter with that lady in Abwa is even more strange. That is, even though you are not a Nabi, despite that you safeguarded yourself, you suppressed your desires. That is even more unbelievable. So my young friends, let's make a firm resolution that inshallah we will suppress our desires. If we try, Allah will help us. Allah will help us. And soon we will have control over our nafs. And once we have control over our nafs, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Allah says, one who controls his nafs, what is the result? فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Then Jannat is his destination. Jannat is his destination. And once we are in Jannah, because Allah knows that we were suppressing our desires, we were not following our whims, desires, our wishes for the pleasure of Allah. So once we are in Jannah, Allah will say, Tamanna alayya, tamanna alayya, tamanna alayya. Fulfill your desire, fulfill your desire, fulfill your desire. Allah will ask us, what do you want? 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 And we will continue saying, oh Allah, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And a time will come when we will have nothing in our minds because we would have asked for everything that was in our minds. All our wishes fulfilled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, ask for this also and ask for this also and ask for this also. And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I am going to give you a great blessing. And that blessing is, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I am making a promise to you that I will always remain happy with you. And I make a promise to you that never will I become unhappy. Never. You can do anything you want in Jannah. I will never become unhappy. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us that, gather us together in Jannah, and He will say, ask for something. We will say, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb. We will say, Inshallah, we will suppress our desires, Inshallah, we will go in Jannah, and Inshallah, we will be amongst those people to whom Allah will be speaking and Allah will be asking that ask for something and we will be saying, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, Adam Tubayyid Wujuhaka. Have you not enlightened our faces? Adam Tudkhilna Jannah. Have you not granted us entering into Jannah? Adam Tunajjina Minan Nar. Have you not saved us from the fire of Jahannam? Alam kaza, have you not given us this? Have you not granted us this? Have you not blessed us with this? Have you not bestowed this upon us? The people of Jannah will say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, yes, I have given you everything. But the king of all the favors, the cream of all the favors still remain. And thereafter, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابَ. Allah will remove the veil. Allah will remove the veil between him and his servants. And we, inshallah, we, those who will suppress our desires from today, those who will repent as soon as a sin is committed, we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the people of Jannah will not be given any favor which is more better than this favor. Allahu Akbar. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask and strive, that oh Allah make me a muttaqi and strive to become a muttaqi. Sit in the company of the ulama and learn the do's and the don'ts. Associate yourself with the mashayikh and learn how to tread this path that you have learned from the ulama. Only this way we will be able to reach Jannah, reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And stay away from wrong company, stay in good company always. Stay away from wrong environment, stay in good environment always. Be obedient to your parents. Respect your parents. Serve your parents. Become deserving of their prayers. Become deserving of their prayers. Have respect for elders. Have mercy for the young. Stay away from all the evils and all the filth that is outside. And adorn yourself with the good characters taught to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Engage in the recitation of the Quran daily, even if it is only one ruku. Engage in dhikrullah. Because when the tongue engages in dhikrullah, slowly, through the tongue, the dhikr of Allah penetrates into our hearts. Daily, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, 100 times, 50 times, 21 times, 11 times, start somewhere. Daily istighfar, astaghfirullah, 100 times, 50 times, 11 times, daily 11 times. And if we are very, very busy, very, very lazy, we have no inclination towards the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because our hearts have become very hard. Then 3 times daily, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, with love, only 3 times. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Istighfar only 3 times. Oh Allah, I'm very sinful. Forgive me. Astaghfirullah. Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. If this is too long, then صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whilst walking to the school, to the college, to the university, to our workplace, to the hospital, returning home, whilst driving, whilst waiting on the traffic lights. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. It's not difficult. And whatever little or large that we are able to do, it will come with us in the grave. It will come with us on the day of Qiyamah. It will remain with us on the full Sirat, and it will come with us in Jannah. And whatever wealth we accumulate, whatever worldly honor or status we acquire, it will remain behind. It will not come with us. And my friends, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows for how long we will live. It's possible that the older generations in our locality may remain behind and we may leave before them. Ya sahibi, la tabtarir bi tanakumi, fal umru yanfadu wal na'imu yazulu, idha hamalta ala al qumuri janazatan, fa'adam bi annaka ba'daha mahmulu. The poet says, oh my companion, ya sahibi, oh my companion, oh my friend, la tabtarir bi tanakumi, do not deceive yourself. Do not deceive yourself as a result of the luxuries that you are in. Because you are young, because you are healthy, because you have a nice home, father is very rich and wealthy, lot of wealth, lot of comfort, lot of luxury. So a person begins to feel that I don't have to worry about anything. And death is long, long way. Why? Because I am young, healthy. The poet says, لا تقدر, do not deceive yourself. Why? Because فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدْ وَالْمَعِيمُ يَزُولُ. Because either of two things can happen. Either these luxuries will leave you whilst you are still alive. There are so many people who went to sleep as wealthy people. When they woke up in the morning, they were zero. They had nothing in their hands. Nothing left in their accounts. For whatever reason, Allah can create the same situation anywhere in the world, even in the UK. Even in the UK. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدْ وَالْنَعِيمُ يَزُولُ. Either of two things will happen. Either the wealth will leave you a pauper, a poor person, or you will depart from this world and leave your wealth behind. So do not deceive yourself. Do not become haughty. Do not become arrogant. Do not become proud. Do not become the victim of superiority complex that I am something, I am cool, I am great, I am big, nobody is like me. No. Allah dislikes, Allah likes humility. Allah likes you. وَمَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The one who adopts humility to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah elevates him. Allah elevates him in this world and also the hereafter. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ. And the one who becomes haughty and arrogant and proud, وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Allah disgraces him in this world and also in the hereafter. يَا صَاحِبِي لَا تَفْتَرِكْ بِتَنَعُمٍ فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدُ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً. When you go to the graveyard carrying somebody's janaza, when you go to the graveyard carrying somebody's janaza, do not think that he is going. Tell yourself, فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. It is possible that the next janaza that is to enter this graveyard could be mine. Allah Akbar. يَا غَافِلَ الْقَلْبِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الْمَلِيَّاتِ عَمَّا قَرِيرٍ سَتُسْوَى بَيْنَ أَمْوَاتِ. يَا غَافِلَ الْقَلْبِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الْمَلِيَّاتِ. Oh, the heart that is neglectful of remembering death. We never remember death. Even when we go to the Qabristan, we cannot remember death. Allahu Akbar. Allah, when we go to the Qabristan, we cannot visualize ourselves coming into the Qabristan as a dead corpse. No, we cannot visualize that. It's still a long way to go. It's still a long way to go. It's still a long way to go. Every now and then we hear that this person has passed away at the age of 7. Someone has passed away at the age of 20. Someone has passed away at the age of 30. This person has passed away without any illness, without any notice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite that, no, we cannot remember death. Oh, the heart, the poet says, oh, the heart that is neglectful of remembering death. Remember, amma qaleelin satuswa bayna amwati. Very soon, you will find that your abode is with the people of the graveyard, with the dead people. You are also one of them. لَا تَرْكَنَنَّ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا. Do not incline towards this world and the glitters of the world. Do not incline. Why? Because when you leave this world, all the glitters will remain behind. قَدْ حَانَ لِلْمَوْتِ يَا ذَا اللَّبِّ أَنْ يَأْتِي. Do not incline towards this world or the glitters of the world, because the time to depart is very near. Death is just round the corner. Death is round the corner. Allah says in three places, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every person will taste death. Every person will taste death. Every person will taste death. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Oh my messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell them that the death you are running away from you, the death that you are running away from, don't worry, it will meet you itself. It will meet you at its appointed time, on its appointed place. So my friend, let us repent today. And there is no better time for repentance than this time. We are in the second half of Shaban, and Ramadan is drawing upon us. Ramadan, the month of Rahmah, the month of Rahmah, the month of forgiveness, the month of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So there are three categories. One category, if they were to die now, they would go straight in Jannah, the Muttaqun. May Allah include us amongst them. The second category, the sinful people, if they were to die in the condition they are in, they would go straight to the fire of Jahannam. Even the believers, straight into the fire of Jahannam. And the third category, 50-50. Sometimes they become pious, sometimes they become disobedient to Allah. The life changes for the better. And everybody in the family feels that Alhamdulillah, now he's become very steady. And now we don't have to worry about him. And after 1 year, again he makes a U-turn and he goes back to his old habits. So sometimes Jannati, sometimes Jahannami, 50-50. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given hope to all the three categories. The first category is full of hope. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says for the first category, that because they are already forgiven, they are already Jannati, they have no sins upon themselves. Why they have no sins upon themselves? Because they don't commit sins. And if they commit sins, they immediately repent. So they don't need forgiveness from Allah. So for this first category, from the very outset, from the time the crescent of Ramadan is sighted, Rahmah, 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 Rahmah. They are enshrouded with Rahmah. So Allah grants them the tawfiq to stay, more tawfiq to stay away from sins. Allah grants them more the tawfiq to do more good deeds in the month of Ramadan. So Rahmah, 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 and their status is elevated even more. And the other category, 50-50. Only Allah knows what will happen to them when their amal are weighed. Only Allah knows what will happen to them. The second category. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have been 50-50 11 months. But work only for 10 days. 11 months 50-50. But work only for 10 days. And when the azan of Maghrib is called on the 10th day and the 11th day of Ramadan begins, that is the Ashara of Maghfira, my forgiveness will begin. And during these 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis forgives in hundreds of thousands this category who belong to the 50-50 category. This category of 50-50. And by the 20th, they are all forgiven. If they work hard. And the third category, who has sinned so much, that if they were to die in this condition, they would go straight to the fire of Jahannam. For them, Allah says, you need to work a little bit more, 20 days. And if you work hard for 20 days, and when the Maghrib Azan is called on the 20th day, and the 21st day of Ramadan begins, it is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. But for those people who work hard. So the first category, from the very first day, Rahmah until the end. Second category, Maghfirat from the 11th of Ramadan. Third category, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam from the 21st of Ramadan. But this is for those people who strive and who take advantage of the month of Ramadan. Those who do not take advantage of the month of Ramadan, what is for them? What is within the 50-50 category? Allah had given us the opportunity to work hard, and Allah would have forgiven us in the second Ashra. And those who are Jahannamis, Allah gave us the opportunity to work hard for 20 days, and we would have been emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. But we didn't. If we do not take advantage of this special incentive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam curses us. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ba'idha man adraka ramadana falam yughfar lahu. Allah has facilitated forgiveness for both the categories, 50-50 and the Jahannami category. Despite that, if a person does not take advantage of from the month of Ramadan and he is not forgiven, may he perish. May he perish. Jibreel is making this baddua. Jibreel is making this. Jibreel is cursing these two categories. That may that person perish who acquires the opportunity of being forgiven in the month of Ramadan, despite that he does not strive and he is not forgiven. And what does our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He says, Ameen. 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 And according to one narration, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said that I am going to make certain du'as, bad du'as. I am going to curse certain categories of people and Allah has instructed me to tell you that despite you being rahmatul lil alameen, you will have to say Ameen. So it was from Allah. Allah instructed him to say Ameen. So my friends, Ramadan, great month. Great month. Allahu Akbar. Great month. Read the virtues of Ramadan written by Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala on individual basis and as a group collectively. In majority of the masajid, this book is being read every year throughout the month of Shaban, throughout the month of Ramadan. But even at home, create an environment that Ramadan is coming, Ramadan is coming, Ramadan has started, Ramadan has started. Even children, wife, husband, everybody should encourage each other and the environment of the house should change during the month of Ramadan. And let us take advantage from this great month. And in this great month was given to us the great Quran. Quran, the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ultimate book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must connect ourselves to this book also. In the month of Ramadan, we need to connect more. We need to connect more. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi kiram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, the pious personalities, they would continually read the Quran. They would continually try to understand the message of the Quran. And they would continually practice the Quran. But in the month of Ramadan, this would increase. This would increase. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala would complete 41 Quran in the month of Ramadan. 41 Quran in the month of Ramadan. He would complete one Quran in Taraweeh. He would complete 10 juz daily, 10 sipara daily in tahajjud. So every third day he would complete one Quran. So in 30 days he would complete 10 Quran. So 10 plus 1 is 11. And daily from Maghrib to Maghrib, throughout Ramadan he would complete another whole Quran. So 30 Qurans. So 30 plus 11 is 41 Qurans. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, they would both complete 2 Qurans in 24 hours. One Quran during the day, one Quran during the night. One Quran during the day, one Quran during the night. So in the whole month of Ramadan, either 58 Quran or 60 Quran. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi would go a step further and he would say that the night of Eid is also a blessed night. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the night of Eid is the night of prize giving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us our prizes. So we should turn to Allah and take our gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day of Eid is also a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a blessed day. It is not a day to waste. It is a day in which we enjoy with family, friends, remaining within the limits of Sharia. But at the same time, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi would complete a whole Quran during the night of Eid. And he would complete a whole Quran during the day of Eid. These were our pious predecessors. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran, my friends. In the month of Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan, let us make the most of the month of Ramadan and let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, from this year, we will not waste a single moment of Ramadan. Two things we will never do. In the month of Ramadan, especially, and also outside the month of Ramadan, two things we will never do in the masjid. Two things we will never do in blessed places, Haram Sharif and Masjid Al-Aqsa, Masjid Two things we will never do during auspicious occasions. Shab-e-Barat, Shab-e-Qadr, month of Ramadan. Number one, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, la-ya'ni. La-ya'ni is to engage in an activity which neither brings profit in this world nor the hereafter. Playing drafts. It neither brings profit in this world nor the hereafter. Listening to commentaries. It brings benefit neither in this world nor the hereafter. Two things we will never do throughout our lives, but especially during special moments and special places. And that is number one, we will never commit disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, we will never engage in layani, futile activities. Two things. And in order to abstain from sinful activities, and in order to abstain from layani, there are two things we will do. Two things. Number one, we will abstain from wrong company, and we will abstain from wrong environment. If we are able to safeguard ourselves from wrong mahol, wrong environment, and wrong company, we will be able to abstain from layani and also sinful activities. And once we have a grip on this, we are able to do this, my friends, then our lives will become valuable. Because anything we do for the hereafter, that part of our life becomes very, very valuable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran. And do not wait for Ramadan, my friends. Because who knows whether we will be able to see the month of Ramadan or not. Let us repent today. Let us make a U-turn in our life. And when Ramadan comes, let us make it a very memorable day. Alhamdulillah, today, approximately 8 students will be completing the glorious Quran. They will be reciting the final verses. And these final verses will put the whole Quran into their hearts. And they will be given the title of Huffaz of the Quran. It's a very great achievement for these young boys. And it's a great honor for me and you to be present at this gathering where 8 Qurans are being completed. It's a great honor for the masjid, for the participants, that we are witnessing 8 Huffaz. Allahu Akbar. Only Allah knows. You see, the barakat, rahmat, maghfirat. We cannot see these things. We can see a 50-pound note. We can see a 20-pound note. So we can see these things. We can see a 50-pound note going, and we can see a 50-pound note coming. So if we do something that will make our 50-pound note go, we will abstain from it, because we can see the 50-pound note going. And if we do something that will bring 50-pound note, we will do that, because we can see the 50-pound note coming. Barakat we cannot see. Rahmat we cannot see. Maghfirat we cannot see. The pleasure of Allah we cannot see. But my friends, if we continue striving, this is Iman bil Ghaib, belief in the unseen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before departing from this world, will make you see those rahmat, will make you see the barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us see even the angels descending with rahmat. So we are very, very fortunate here to be here today, where 8 young boys will be completing the Quran. I congratulate them, I congratulate their teacher, Maulana Usman Sahibji, the Majjoom. I congratulate the Masjid who has facilitated this program here. And I congratulate the parents of the children and the families of the children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the tawfiq to keep it to memory until they breathe their last. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the tawfiq to become ulama, so they are able to understand the message of the Quran. And guide the ummah during these dire times and challenging times. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah to this masjid. And may Allah grant barakah to all the good activities that are taking place under the umbrella of this masjid. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah in life and in ilm and in amal and in the benefits of the ulama who are associated to this masjid, madrasa, and who live in this locality. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every individual to benefit from these ulama. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Upon the completion of the Quran, du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, all brothers are requested to pay attention to the du'a and become part of the du'a by saying Ameen. It is a very blessed gathering, very blessed time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just before Maghrib Salat, month of Shaban, so many ulama and pious people are also gathered here. It's seldom we find occasions like these. So turn to Allah, repent sincerely, and make a firm resolution that we will live a life of righteousness, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala rasulihi, sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وخجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم ازدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضي. توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم اجعل الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم اجعل الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم عالج وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحمك كرمك معاملة فرما. يسر سهولتك عفو عافيتك فضل عنايتك حفظ أمان کا معاملہ فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہماری لفظشوں سے درگزر فرما. الہ العالمین ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم خطا کار ہیں. ہم سیاہ کار ہیں. الہ العالمین اس کے باوجود تو نے ہمیں اپنے در پہ بلایا اور الہ العالمین عصر اور مغرب کے درمیان کے وقت کو اپنے گھر میں گزارنے کی توفیق دی اور الہ العالمین تکمیل حفظ قرآن کی مجلس میں شرکت کی سعادت عطا فرمائی. الہ
العالمین تیری رضا کی باتیں کہلوائی اور سنوائی. الہ العالمین ہم نیک فالی رہتے ہیں کہ تو ہمیں بخشنا چاہتا ہے, بلکہ ہمیں یقین ہے کہ تو ہمیں بخش چکا ہوگا. ارحم الراحمین ارحم الراحمین, آئندہ گناہوں سے بچا لے, آئندہ گناہوں سے بچا لے, آئندہ گناہوں سے بچا لے, تیری نافرمانیوں سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین معاصی سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین زندگی کے قیمتی لمحات کو ضائع کرنے سے بچا لے, بری صحبت سے بچا لے, بری جنوں سے بچا لے, بری سوچ سے بچا لے, بری گفتگو سے بچا لے, برے کام سے بچا لے, ہر بری کام سے, ہر برے کام, ہر بری چیز سے بچا لے, ہر بری چیز سے بچا لے, ہر اچھی چیز نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین اپنی محبت عطا فرما, اپنی معرفت عطا فرما, اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما, اپنے اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما, اپنے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اس چاک میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں ذاکرین میں شامل فرما, متقین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے, الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. الہ العالمین تو ہمارا ہو جا, تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے, بس اتنی ہے تمنا. دل بدل دے الہ العالمین, ہمارے دلوں کو بدل دے, ہمارے دلوں کو بدل دے الہ العالمین. یہ گناہ والی زندگی کب تک رہے گی؟ گنہ گاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو؟ بدل دے میرا رستہ, دل بدل دے الہ العالمین, زندگی کو بدل دے الہ العالمین. تجھے راضی کرنے والے کاموں کی توفیق عطا فرما, تجھے ناراض کرنے والے کاموں سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین تجھے ناراض کرنے والوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما, تجھے راضی کرنے والے کاموں کی رغبت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین ہماری زبانوں کو تیرے ذکر سے تر و تازہ فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو تیری یاد سے منور فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے دماغوں کو تیری یاد سے معطر فرما. الہ العالمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کے ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. الہ العالمین جب تک زندہ رکھے اسلام پر زندہ رکھ. الہ العالمین فرما برداری پر زندہ رکھ. الہ العالمین تقوی پر زندہ رکھ. اور الہ العالمین جب آخری سانس نکل رہا ہو, الہ العالمین مقام ولایت مقام صدیقیت والا, حرمین شریفین والا, مدینہ منورہ والا, شہادت والا اس نے خاتمہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما. الہ العالمین تیری رضا نصیب فرما, تیری ناراضگی تیرے غصے تیرا تجھے غصہ دلانے والے کاموں سے. الہ العالمین تیری لعنت سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما, جہنم سے ہم تیری پناہ مانگتے ہیں. الہ العالمین جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, جنت عطا فرما, جنت عطا فرما, جنت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے, جہنم سے حفاظت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے, اس نے خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, پریشان حالوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدہ کو عافیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین مظلومین کی مدد فرما. الہ العالمین مظلومین کی مدد فرما. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں سلامتی کو عام فرما, رحمتوں کو عام فرما, برکتوں کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین جن جن ممالک میں انتخابات ہو رہے ہیں, الہ العالمین ان ممالک کو اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہم سب پہ رحم فرما, ہم سب پہ رحم فرما. جن بچوں نے حفظ قرآن کی تکمیل کی ہے انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں مرتے دم تک ایک ایک لفظ کی حفاظت کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جس طرح تو نے ان کے سینوں کو قرآن مجید کے الفاظ سے منور کیا ہے, الہ العالمین انہیں مزید توفیق عطا فرما, ان کے ماں باپ کو مزید توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں علم دین سے بہراور فرما اور ان کے دلوں کو قرآن مجید کے علوم معارف سے بہراور فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں امت کی ڈوبتی ہوئی ناؤ کو پار بنانے والا بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ان بچوں کو قبول فرما, ان بچوں کو ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے, ان کے استاد کے لیے, جن جن لوگوں نے ان کے پیچھے محنت کی ہے ان سب کے لیے. الہ العالمین نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے, صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے, ان بچوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے. الہ العالمین جن جس مدرسے میں انہوں نے پڑھا ہے اس مدرسے کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین قوت الاسلام مسجد کے تحت جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں الہ العالمین یہاں کا جو مدرسہ ہے الہ العالمین ان سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. یہاں کی ائمہ یہاں کے منتظمین سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین حاضرین میں سے کسی کو بھی محروم نہ فرما. الہ العالمین حاضرین میں پتا نہیں کرے کیسے کیسے نیک بچے ہوں گے ان کی برکت سے ہمیں بھی محروم نہ کرو. الہ العالمین محروم نہ کرو. اے اللہ محرومی سے بچا لے. اے اللہ محرومی سے بچا لے. شکایت سے بچا لے. سعادت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے. الہ العالمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. ہم سب کے دلوں کی مراد کو تو جانتا ہے. الہ العالمین ہماری جائز مرادیں پوری فرما. الہ العالمین زندگی کے ایک ایک لمحے کو قیمتی بنا دے. الہ العالمین رمضان مبارک کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما. شروع سے پناہ مانگی شروع سے پناہ عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه اجمعين برحمتك.